Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, April 1st. No fooling. And we're happy that you're here. We're happy to welcome everybody back on to the big call tonight. Those of you who are out in the hinterlands, Greenland, no, just kidding. New volcanoes up in Iceland, I heard today. So, or explosions of them. Thank you for coming in. We're glad you're here. We're going to have a nice call tonight. I hope to bring some valuable information to you. And before we get started on Sue's teaching tonight, which is always wonderful, let's go ahead and pray the call in. Okay? Lord God, we just thank you so much for everything that you've done to prepare us to be ready to receive. Thank you for President Trump, for Elon Musk, for everyone on the Doge team that's helping to find waste, fraud, and abuse. That's all going to come back to us, the people of the United States. Thank you for everything that they're doing. Thank you for keeping him safe and protected. And we pray that any violence toward him or toward his Tesla dealerships or any of the owners of that car would cease and desist, and they would find the people that are perpetrating the violence therein. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing to prepare us, like I said, and to make us ever ready to receive this entire blessing that's coming our way. Thank you for your provision and for this call tonight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, like Bob, I too enjoy the so-called beginning of the week on Tuesday night when we get to have your teaching and get to listen to it and comment on it, and it's very edifying for all of us. And I know Big Call Universe as a whole is edified by it. So thank you for bringing that to us tonight.
Oh, thank you, Bruce. And for some reason, I'm hearing in my holy mind, I just want to thank my mother.
Mm.
And it's a big thing because it turns out that mothers that read to their children, a big thing in sort of poorer communities that they don't get read to. And my mother used to love to read to me. Remember, in doctor's offices. So this is for all the men and women who read to their children. And I think it's a beautiful thing to be able to contemplate these teachings. I feel very honored to carry that forward. So thank you, Bruce. Talk to the mountain. This is what David did when he faced Goliath. It looked impossible. All the odds were against him. He could have easily gone around saying, I know I'm supposed to face Goliath, but look at him. He's twice my size. He's got more experience, more equipment, more talent. I don't see how this is ever going to work out. You can talk yourself out of your destiny. Negative words can keep you from becoming who you were created to be. David looked at Goliath in the eyes and said, you come against me with a sword and a shield, but I come against you in the name of the Lord God of Israel. This day I will defeat you and feed your head to the birds of the air.
Gosh.
Notice he was prophesying victory. He may have felt fear, but he spoke faith. He can hear David as he's going out to face Goliath, affirming under his breath, I'm well able. I'm anointed. I'm equipped. If God be for me, who dare be against me? He picked up that rock, slung it in his slingshot, and Goliath came tumbling down. When you face giants in life, you have to do as David did and prophesy your future. Cancer, you are no match for me. I will defeat you. This addiction may have been in my family for years, but this is a new day. The buck stops with me. I'm the difference maker. I'm free. My child may have been off course for a long time, but I know it's only temporary. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. There was a man in the scripture named Zerubbabel. He faced a huge mountain to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. It was a big obstacle, with enemies opposing every step. But like David, he didn't talk about how impossible it was, how it was never going to work out. He said, "Who are you, O great mountain, that would stand before me? You shall become a mere molehill." He was prophesying his future. The mountain looked big, but he declared it would be flattened out. It would become a molehill. Here's the principle. Don't talk about the mountain. Talk to the mountain. Look at that mountain of debt and tell it, "You can't defeat me. You're coming down. I will lend and not borrow. My cup will run over." Whatever mountains you face in life, no matter how big they look, don't shrink back in fear or be intimidated. Rise up in faith and tell that mountain, "You're coming down." Tell that sickness, "You are temporary." Say to the loneliness, that addiction, that legal problem, "Who are you, O great mountain, to stand before me?" In other words, "Don't you know who I am? I'm a child of the Most High God. Haven't you read my birth certificate? My Father created the universe. He breathed life into me and crowned me with his favor. He called me more than a conqueror. That means you can't defeat me. You can't hold me back. O great mountain, you've got to come down. I will overcome this illness. I will break this addiction. I will pay my house off. I will see my family restored. I will accomplish my dreams." Prophesy victory. Prophesy breakthroughs. Prophesy what you're believing for. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That was really strong and a beautiful presentation. I think what's interesting, too, when we say the word prophesy, people think you're talking about future events. But prophesy also in the Bible means to proclaim, to say things, preach. I like the word proclaim better than preach, but that's another way to use the term prophesy. What I liked about this teaching as I was listening to it and picturing, it's so ironic that we were talking before we turned on the recording about that Bob brought up David and Goliath. Did you know, Bob?
I know. I saw that too.
Was going to do a teaching about that?
I know.
I don't think you did. Did you, Bob?
No, of course not. I didn't think so.
We always talk about exactly what I'm going to teach on. That's the whole surprise and mystery, right? Yes.
Yeah. That's funny. Well, I think it's so cool. But it made me think, the Goliath, was a very tall giant. guy, super big, and yeah, it would have been very scary to go up against Goliath. But, you know, David knew that he had the faith to believe in something far greater than himself. And what I think is, in our lives, we go and I thought, who is the Goliath, or who have been the Goliaths in our lives? And I think if we look at this thing and say, well, the deep state has been, certain fake presidents have been, other people that have kept us from realizing what is to be our blessing have stepped in the way of this and held it back. Yeah. And so now we look, okay, but greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, referring to Satan. We have God in the person of the Holy Spirit in us, and we have the ability to speak things that are not as though they were. That's proclaiming or prophesying forward. And I just think we have to look and say, okay, we've had some resistance. We've gone against it. People see things online that are not true, that have been put out by the deep state. Sometimes you can't tell when you read something whether it's true or not. I get that. You know, and obviously, look at what President Trump had to overcome in his first term with all of the resistance, basically leading our country with one hand tied behind his back between the media and the deep state. And then the election was stolen from him the second time around in 2020. And then now he won again handily with even huge, bigger margins than he did the first or second time. And now he's out doing what we need to have done. And I just think it's, you know, look at the Goliaths that he's come against. You know, it's amazing to me, really, what he's overcome. But he's that guy. And he's God's appointed man to lead this country. And he's doing what he's been called to do. What about us? Are we doing what we're called to do? You know, I think about that sometimes when I watch Joyce Meyer, and she's talking about something like your calling or what it is you feel like God is leading you into. And I thought, well, I've been doing the big call for 14 years. Sue and Bob are here for 9.5 or more years. And I believe all three of us are doing what we're called to do. And we have a few Goliaths out there, but, you know, nothing we can't overcome with God's help. And I know Bob has faced it. Look at what he's faced down there in Florida with hurricanes. Three hurricanes in the last, what was it, 2 years or year and a half or so? I mean, it was just amazing. And they're making progress one step at a time. One step at a time. Florida is being rebuilt and coming back. You know, and now we've got to look at not only rebuild Florida, but rebuild North Carolina. Rebuild Tennessee where it needs help. Rebuild South Carolina in the upcountry, you know. And if we can help out in California, where the Palisades fires were and the rest of the fires are, if we can help in that area, you know, and can do it without the red tape and without the delays and so on, you know, we're certainly open to that. I mean, I am just happy to say that I believe, hey, look, I can't read. I know how to read. I just can't see to read, right? And whatever else is going on with me. But I go, you know, God's got me right where I need to be. Right where I need to be right now. And I think he has Sue right where she needs to be right now, teaching classes, courses, helping on the big call, Bob doing whatever he can do to help everybody from a healing point of view. He's got Goliaths in his life. I know about one or two right now. And it's like, you know what? all we need to do is stand firm. Having all to do, we stand. Meaning after everything that we've had to do, what are we going to do? We're going to stand. And that's what we're doing now. We're standing firm. We're waiting for this blessing. It's not very far off at all. And I think we're going to have a result this week. Really, a very good result in a lot of ways. So I think what we need to do is just keep standing, keep having the faith to believe for everything to come through. Pray as it is without ceasing, which means pray continually for things to happen. Pray for President Trump. Pray for Elon. Pray for the entire cabinet. You know, pray for the leaders of this country because, guys, we're going to see a lot of really cool things happen here shortly, very shortly. And I'm getting off my commentary, I think, a little, Sue, but I really, really enjoyed what you brought, and I think the idea of the David and Goliath story is so important for us because in some ways we've been like David. We have had to go against some giants in our life. But you know what? We're standing firm and we're continuing to move forward one step at a time. I don't know if you can do that standing firm, but you guys get what I mean. So thank you, Sue. Bob, what giants have you had in your life that you can talk about, and how have you had the faith to come against the Goliaths in your life?
Well, Bruce, the way I did it was standing firm one step at a time.
I knew that would come back to bite me.
There is no better way to do that.
All right, I know.
But I just love this teaching about the odds against because, you know, all of us, when we're born, we're just little tiny babies. And no one can really envision at that moment the greatness that we will all become. And
that's right.
And what is it, you know, that is our destiny? Because we don't even know our destiny at that young of an age. But as we get older, do we know our destiny? Mm. Or are we kind of sleepwalking through life? And have we prayed and asked God to reveal our destiny? And that's what I liked about this teaching tonight. It was all about staying in this energetic field of godness, both the teaching and your comments, Bruce. And if we do this, if we stay in that energy field and we ask God to reveal our destiny, you know, then we can move and say, okay, am I ready to accept this? And, you know, have I prayed for the guidance on how to begin to fulfill the destiny? And as that guidance appears, have I then acted on it to show that I'm really serious about living out my destiny? Did I take the action from the steps I was guided to take? And when those obstacles Sue talked about appear, you know, did I pray for the route around the obstacle? And did I follow the path that appeared in my prayers? And did I also act like a child of the Most High, as Sue said in the teachings? Did I actually say, you know, what is this highest expression of myself as a child of the Most High? What exactly would I be doing and looking like? And did I proclaim my divinity so this child of God was fully
imbued with that energy. And, you know, was my show of faith filled with enough passion and expressions of power that as God watched, he would say, now that person really has faith. And, you know, with this constant sitting in that presence of God and praying and acting and praying and acting and showing faith, you know, there's no odds, however daunting, that can keep you from your destiny.
Mm-hmm. That's good, Bob. That's good. I look at the concept of our destiny as how we see ourselves in God's perfect will for our lives. Because I believe we'll fulfill the will of God if we stay in his will. And I know that we have a permissive will and a perfect will. And we want to try to get aligned where we're in a more perfect will of God. And I believe the three of us are right smack dab in the perfect will of God right now. Doing this call, you know, Tuesday and Thursday nights for quite a while now. And we're not idle. We're continually moving forward. And Sue, you evidence that with the teaching of your courses. And what do you think in terms of the Goliaths that you've had in your life, Sue?
It's so interesting because I get the insight while I'm reading it. And I'm going to tell the story because I think maybe people will relate. I may have told this before. When I was maybe 8, I would have a dream of going down into my family's living room and saying to everything that was dark. It was really weird. I said, I dare you. I dare you to come and get me. I mean, I was there to battle it out. Look at where I am today. Look at where we all are. I'm sure everybody has a story that they can relate. And the room would start spinning, but I was there like we all are. I think it's not just the three of us. I think all of us, if you're on this call, we are all the Davids to the Goliath, and that's the old reality. And some of us came in with that. And it turns out that April Fools, a fool is really the person, if you really dig, I did a little digging on this, is the person that defies conventional reality. And I know, I mean, I have had a close, I am deeply and closely connected. I talked to a guy today, Bruce, and he said, wow, it's interesting to talk to you live. I said, what is it? He said, I feel like you're like in the room with me. And I said, could it be that you feel like I'm close to you? He said, that's exactly it. He said, I feel like crying. And to me, where we are, and I'll talk about it in my segment, the light is returning. And everything, like what Bob was pointing out, the capacity to live as the light. And usually in times of darkness, you're going to feel weird doing that. You're going to feel like you're going, I certainly have gone where the dark and the material world zagged. I zigged. Most of us were, a lot of us on this call are defying, are being non-conventional about the current reality. whether it was COVID or this or that or the currency. And what this teaching was about was being true to your deep knowing. And if you look, as I get ready to leave this segment, and you're going to have to talk for a minute. No, I found it. When you really look at what has been born through you, as you, in the past 10 years, I want to give a shout out to my new friend, Doug. It's amazing. If you look who you've become in the past 10 years, even Bob, the three of us together, all of us together, I will be celebrating my 200th class tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
200. And everybody, no matter what, no matter how many times you fell down, no matter what, something radically new was being born through us all. And we have to thank Bruce for having the platform to share in that new repatterning of reality. Because that's what we're here to do. So those are my thoughts, Bruce. Yeah.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's huge. I can't believe 200 classes. As of tomorrow night. Wow.
That's amazing.
Congratulations. That's great, isn't it? Congratulations, Sue. And that's really good. Yeah, I know it's April Fool's Day, but anything I say tonight is not going to be a fooling thing. I'm not going to do it. I don't want to
That's good.
Mislead.
Got to clarify that,
anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. No foolishness. No tomfoolery. You know, the Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And I have to agree with that because it doesn't take a whole lot to realize that God is real and God cares and God loves us. God loves us and Jesus loves us and the Holy Spirit loves us and our puppies and kitties love us. And the birds love us, especially when we feed them. All right, Sue, thank you very much. That was really good teaching tonight. I think we kind of expanded the teaching with our comments. I love when Bob always comments, and you too tonight, Sue. It was really good, really special. And, we all came in to do something, and many of us have found the mission that we have, God's will for our lives, what our calling is, all of that to move forward. And we're about to get a nice little readjustment on that as we plow forward from this point on. Once this blessing comes through, we'll be able to do a complete reset on our lives and move forward. So, Sue, tonight being our prayer and praise night, like every Tuesday and Thursday, we kind of combine them now, praise reports and prayer requests, because we never know when our last call is going to be. And we don't want to leave somebody out there with a prayer request that we can't handle. So what are we seeing in that regard tonight, Sue?
We have a few, and we have a sort of beautiful long with hearts and prayer hands. It's called Testimony of Enduring Faith from a Friend.
Mm-hmm.
As I sit in front of Scripps Clinic in La Jolla, California, waiting for the valet to bring me my car, I'm feeling joyful. My new intern has just informed me that I have an illness called hyperparathyroidism, and I'll need surgery to cure it. The surgeon will remove a tumor and all of the diseased paraglands. So why would I be feeling joyful after having been told that? Well, as some of you know, I've had health problems that have gone undiagnosed for over 30 years. It's cost me a marriage, countless years of missing out on life, being homebound, bedbound, and times of being in a wheelchair because of the debilitating fatigue and pain. But now I have a diagnosis that can finally help me. The blood work says that it's been in my bloodstream for over 30 years and has gone undiagnosed until now. So I'm overjoyed, gleeful, excited, and so very hopeful. God keeps his promises, and I've been holding on to them and believing in them for all these years. God says that my latter days will be greater than my former, just as he told Job. He says that it will restore the years the locusts have eaten away, giving me beauty for ashes, and will restore my health and heal my bones. Whoopee! In Romans 5:15, it says the tribulation gives us perseverance, and perseverance will give us character, and character will give us hope. These difficult and challenging years have deposited in me resilience, humility, strengthening of my faith, compassion, patience, perspective, and appreciation for all of the blessings, big or small, that God gives us every day. God says that the proven genuineness of our faith is more precious than gold. I wouldn't trade these years of refining me for anything. After spending hundreds of thousands of dollars and many, many doctors, I truly believe that I'll be healed and enjoy life to its fullest and in abundance once again. I give God all of the glory. I praise you and thank you, Lord. I also thank all of you friends that have prayed for me and supported me. I pray that through my message that it gives others hope, encouragement, strength to go on, increases others' faith, and brings them closer to you. Love, Georgette. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. That was beautiful, wasn't it?
Wow, that's awesome. Sue, you know, thank you, Georgette, for that. And those of you who may already know from that area of Southern California, La Jolla, spelled J-O-L-L-A, Jolla, means jewel, the jewel. And I think Georgette is a jewel of a person living in La Jolla. And don't you think, Sue? I mean, I think that's a wonderful testimony. I love it. And
where'd you go?
And Sue, I'm going to step off for a moment and take this call,
I'll
be right back. Okay?
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, can I keep going, though? Yes? Okay. I guess I'm just going to.
Yep.
Because I'm the 8-year-old in the living room. Bob, let me see. I lost my space here. Let's hope, everybody, let's hope it's something really good. Let's do the prayer request.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, good. Please pray for Richard Miller, who lives in London, England, and has a hernia he needs an operation to fix. The NHS is so hard to get into for operations. He's suffering and really needs an appointment for an operation. I would appreciate your prayers. Okay, so this is going on to wanting my MedBed 100. Okay. Sorry, I had to I'm trying to get to you. Thank you.
Nice
sorry,
segue.
Okay. I know, it's weird. I just had to make, I was making sure I was thorough. So let's pray for Lynn. And Lynn, I'll be talking to you or emailing you tomorrow morning. And let's pray for Richard, who lives in London. So everybody, please, I invite you to put your hand on your heart to activate more of your connection to the place where Christ can be fully anchored and shared. And we see that Richard and the hospital, the NHS, is now rearranging reality because that's what we can do. That's what we can do in the quantum era. We can use our thoughts in Christ and our feelings in Christ and our declaration and our prayers in Christ, that everything is being rearranged so that Richard gets his appointment. And you can see that happening. You can see Richard calling you and telling you that he's got his appointment. You can see him getting into a med bed. You can see that everything, because millions of people are seeing reality bend to your faith in Christ, that Richard has his appointment and that he's in recovery, and even better than you can imagine is now happening for both you, for bringing this prayer, for Richard getting his appointment, and for you getting your MedBed 100 program from Sue. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, Sue.
And our final, yes, Rob?
I got a prayer request also, and this is our night for prayers for successful resolution of hernias, as I have one also.
Okay.
It came from John, who has had one operation before and now needs a second for a different hernia. And he needs it right away to resolve other serious issues that are coming about as a result.
So we're going to pray for John. I'm getting feedback for some reason. I don't know why. And we're going to see that John is surrounded, and I want John and the people in his family to see that they're all surrounded in this beautiful, glowing, white, gold energy of healing and Christ. Christ, literally, resurrection energy being flooded around them, and specifically going to all that is affecting this hernia description, and that he's now having his hernia resolved in whatever way, the med beds, the doctors, the solutions. He's taking his attention off hernia, and he's putting his attention on Christ. All he does is he thinks, whenever he wants to think about hernia or the diagnosis or his family, all they think of is the blinding light of Christ dissolving and bringing healing and literally a resurrected new capacity for healing to John and his family. And we say, amen.
Amen. Bob, did I hear you say you had a hernia? Did I hear that right or wrong?
No, he did.
He did. Okay, he had a second one. Yep, okay. Make sure.
And this is the final one for Cassidy. She's much better. Thank you for praying for my granddaughter, Cassidy. She's much better. Mm-hmm. Was released from the hospital today, March 30th, I sincerely appreciate your prayers and ministry. That's exciting. Dee Bone.
That's good.
Thank you,
Dee. Yeah.
Hold on. It's okay.
I know there's a genie in there somewhere, Sue.
I know. That's what I'm looking for. You know, when I have to get right off a class, it gets a little...
Yeah.
I know what I'm going to do. Hold on.
Okay.
Oops. Sorry. Genia. Okay. Praise. 4125.
Okay.
Happy Fool's Day. She got it. Genie, you're so good. You got it. You got it, girl. Happy Fool's Day. And tomorrow, Happy Liberation Day. Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. We adore you, Jesus Christ, and we praise you because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. We pray and thank our Heavenly Father for all the leaders and listeners, for everyone's health and well-being, Pastor Scott's healing, world peace, R&R, Social Security increases, med beds for everyone, and the RV blessing. We continue to pray for President Trump, his family, Elon Musk, and everyone recently elected for their safety. May God bless each and every one of them. Everyone have a safe and blessed week. The most beautiful closing prayer, contributor and member of the team, Ms. Jeannie.
Thank you, Ms. Jeannie. Yes, very much so. Thank you for that. It's all good. Very good. And does that wrap up our prayer and praise for tonight, Sue?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Okay. All righty. Good. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for that. It's very important that we address that, and we had a good time doing it. And we honor God with our prayers and praise reports, too, like the one we had tonight about Cassidy. Yay. So let's turn our attention towards Sue and what you would like to bring to us tonight, Sue. I know the first class of your new class was tonight, and I want to hear a little bit about that, how that went, and anything else you'd like to bring to us tonight.
Well, thank you, Bruce. What to talk about when we're all being called to lead a new reality. So I'm just going to read you, let me see, a couple of little things that are part of our class. Why you're here. The class is called Repatterning Reality, Building Leadership Capacity for the New and the Unknown. Why you're here. You're here because something in you is already listening to the future. You're beginning to repattern your internal operating system, not by upgrading the old, but by replacing it with an entirely new operational structure, frequency, and hence repatterning reality. This is the essence of quantum change, and it begins by shifting what you perceive, not just what you do. Today, we begin training your intelligence, the capacity to see things in a new way, and to lead from alignment, emergence, and coherence, rather than habit or inherited logic. Be transformed by the renewing of your minds, Romans 12:12. Why this class is different? You've been shaped by over 61,320 hours of programming. That's 7 years of schooling, parenting, and cultural conditioning designed to fit you into the old world logic. But you're here to repattern that. You're here to integrate Christ's spiritual coherence and strategic vision, to trust your intuitive knowing while designing future-aligned systems, to move beyond leadership as control and into leadership as alignment and frequency. And so here's what's interesting about what people got from the class and what is basically really in all the classes we do, Bruce and Bob. Mm-hmm. At the heart of the class are these neuroplasticity in Christ meditations. And we talk about how for something to be new in you, you're going to have to let go. Just like Christ said, you can't put new wine in old skins. You're going to have, and never before have we needed to have more powerfully than what's about to happen in a quantum, with everything new, quantum system, quantum capacities, everything new, everybody having money. Never before will people need to be able to step out of their addiction to the known. It's actually an addiction. And the addiction, that's a strong word for it, but I'm trying to underline it. Most people just like they feel comfortable knowing what they know, doing what they do, relying on their things. They're not adding and seeing things in a new way. And so what we try to do is walk with Christ, being rooted in Christ, but expanding your capacity to see things in a more connected, aligned, and divine way. I mean, if you look out at reality, most people are living in reaction and survival. And what we put into our classes, the MedBed 100 and the Quantum Leader classes, is the capacity to help your nervous system align for what is going to be the new divine reality. So what does it cost people energetically and emotionally to live in an outdated pattern while people are as people get into quantum? Like, if you're in survival, and you know, Andrea asked a great question. She said, what about the people that are so blocked? And Bob, I know you've seen this, and I certainly have seen it, that they're not feeling anything. They're blocked. They're frozen. They can't step into the new. They've been too trained in the old reality. And I said, you've got to have compassion. And this is, I'm speaking to anybody that's been thinking about the MedBed 100, and I have just one testimonial on that, and quantum leadership. This is going to help you, and I've known some of these people. They could get it, and this is a big, big piece. I think this is a big piece for humanity in general, with a lot of teachings in general. It's gotten into people's heads, but they haven't learned to embody it. They haven't practiced what does it feel like when God is moving through me and I'm actually living, like Bob said in his response to the teaching, I'm actually embodying more of God every day. And that would mean you were noticing something new about yourself every day. You are noticing more God in you every day. And that's a level of worthiness. That means, just like David and Goliath, you can't not, you've got to be looking at, wow, I'm doing more every day. You've got to love yourself enough to really notice. And then when you do that, you'd be noticing it in other people. And that's how we're going to move people into the era of the heart, into quantum coherence in Christ. And that's what we do in the courses, and why it's like we just love being together to learn and to practice that and to move into new aspects of our divinity. So it was a great course, and I'm just going to say, for anybody that is still interested in the MedBed 100, which is going to help you, one guy just said he just devoured it on a cruise, and I said, wow, that's so cool. Like, it just, people write to us and say, oh, my God, this is the most amazing information. To be able to just imagine, take in, swim, hear people trying on what the future is going to look like in a med bed body and who you're going to be as the spirit inhabiting a healed body and what will open when your heart, and you're coming from your heart, not from being a cool, having a cool body and just thinking you're it, but like your heart is just in so much gratitude because you basically got to be resurrected. That's an amazing thing. So if you'd like to have access to who you'd be through the MedBed and as a quantum leader, just send us an email to Integrated Minds, INTEGRATED Minds, @hushmail.com, and just put your name, your telephone number. I was actually with somebody while they were doing their PayPal. It took 3 minutes. You do not have to have PayPal. You just have to receive an invoice from us and then enter in your debit card. So it's like, PayPal is just the infrastructure. Don't have to have it. And you can get either the Quantum or the MedBed or both, $100 each. And they're basically, they're the on-ramp to a new reality. And they're very, very powerful. So powerful that one woman, I keep using her testimonial, thank you, Brenda, said, I want my 7 grandchildren to have this. That means there's a lot of power, there's a lot of love, and there's a lot to be gained from the quantum leader, future founder. So thank you to all the people in the pod that were with a pretty big class tonight with a couple of new people. And I just want to thank you, Bruce, for creating the platform where this new sacred alignment with a new reality can get out, because we couldn't do it without you. And that's all I have to say.
Mm. Thank you, Sue. Very kind of you. Thank you. And, that's been really good, and I'm glad that the platform's there for you to use for that purpose, to bring people up to speed, especially on the MedBed 100 and Quantum Leader courses. Really, really helpful. Very beneficial. And they know how to get in touch with you that way. And the biggest thing, Sue, is for them to watch their emails closely after they send it to you for the response that you come back with. And then continue to watch as you send them 2 more emails after the initial response they get. So keep staying in touch and watching your emails. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Sue, very much. Bob, anything new from your point of view, from where we are, and I think you might have mentioned to me that you have a new sale that may have just started today.
It's actually going to start tomorrow, Bruce.
Oh, it'll start tomorrow on Liberation Day. Okay.
On Liberation Day. There you go.
That's it.
But before we do that, I got a testimonial about golf.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, this is a guy using the dynamic combo, and he says, when I was in my 70s, I could not shoot my age, but now I'm in my 80s. It's pretty regular. 84 last Tuesday, and I have more energy. I'm 89 years old.
Oh, man. He's 89, and he shot an 84, which is better than shooting your age. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
He's using Boomer Boost and Barley to help him get there.
Great.
Then, you know how we get these short and sweet testimonials? Here's what it says.
Yeah.
I love the Boomer Boost and the collagen combo. Fast delivery, too. Here's one about Boomer Boost and Barley. Been on these for years. I love the product. And here's another one where this guy writes in, my wife takes the Good Night formula every night. Here's another one about Boomer Boost and Barley. I've been taking this dynamic combo for a few years, and my energy is good. I use it for my breakfast. The new flavor of the Boomer Boost is great. Thanks.
Yeah.
Keep up the great work. Here's another short one. All I can say is great. That's about the Good Night formula.
Okay. Yep. That's great. That is good, really.
Yeah. And we're closing in on 4,000 testimonials.
Testimonials? Wow, that's a lot. Wow.
Yeah. And so about the sale, what we're going to do coming up is we're going to have this really great sale that's going to help people save a whole bunch of money. And this is related to our collagen product. So we have a really good collagen, and we have, I don't know, hundreds of testimonials of people that have used it, that have seen a big difference in their joints, their hair, their nails, their skin, people reporting that they look and feel a lot younger. And a lot of the times that people did that is because they got it in a combo where we gave them our heirloom barley as well. And the reason that it works so well is pretty simple, you know, biochemistry. When people take in the building blocks of protein, which collagen is a protein, you have to be able to assemble those building blocks, the peptides, in an elaborate formation to actually create those proteins. And in order to do it, you need many, many, many different metabolic enzymes that come and attach themselves in the midst of this formational chemistry. The enzymes come and help act like glue and organizers. And we make those enzymes from our genetic code, but as we age, we make a lot less of them. And so we have to get them from somewhere else. And other than sprouted seeds that have tons of these enzymes in them, we don't really have a source to be able to get enough of the right ones to actually facilitate the creation of collagen. So collagen has to be made in your body, and the collagen peptides are the building blocks, the substrates, and the enzymes are what's the glue. And the enzymes are in the barley. So what we're doing is we're making a sale where when people get their collagen, we're going to give a free canister, which is a starter kit canister, which is a half size of the barley, which is a $45 value. We're going to give that for free.
Oh, there you go.
And yeah, and so anybody that really wants to have the best possible collagen experience that you can, you'll be able to do that now by getting that free heirloom barley to go with. And so there's that part. And then also, we're going to make a sale on our vitamin C at the same time, Bruce, which it's already a really great price, but we're going to make it 20% more off now, where if people want to add the vitamin C, which also helps with the collagen, they can get that at a really good discount. So this is a perfect time. If you're somebody that heard these testimonials from the women and men that are talking about how much younger they feel and look, and the comments from their friends about what are they doing because they're looking so much younger, it's usually people that are using the collagen in combination with other things. And now's the time you could actually get free barley by getting your collagen.
That's great.
And then the other thing we're going to continue on, because there's still a lot of people that are getting back to using the Clarity Factor, right? There was a couple of hundred people that couldn't get their Clarity Factor for many months, and now about half of them have had a chance to get back on it now that we have it. And we've been giving an extra 10% discount in addition to the 10% when you put it on AutoShip. And we're going to continue on with that. So if people are just hearing about it and didn't find out about this special the first month that we had it going, we're going to run it for a while more so everybody can get a good chance to get back to their Clarity Factor. Or if you've never tried it before, that will be a really good time. And the other thing is this, Bruce, I came across this study about people with Parkinson's disease and also people with colitis. And it turns out that people that have colitis are much more likely to get Parkinson's disease, and they've now been able to identify something that was kind of a mystery before. And what it was, it must be close to 10 years ago now, the Mayo Clinic was doing treatments for people that had life-threatening bacterial infections in their intestine, and they were giving them what is called fecal microbiota transplant. And the people were saved, their lives were saved, but at the same time, they kind of discovered that people that had Parkinson's disease also were getting better. And so now this study comes out 10 years later, and they've actually identified the exact bacteria that people had too much of and the bacteria they didn't have enough of that was contributing to both colitis and Parkinson's disease. And so this is the thing where now if people know somebody that has Parkinson's disease, you really should go and check out the podcast we have about that, because there's a lot of things you can do related to Parkinson's disease. And a lot of people are deficient in certain nutrients, deficient in certain metabolites, and good bacteria, and Parkinson's disease doesn't have to be something that's incurable if you go about it the right way. So people can watch that podcast that we put out, and also give us a call if you want to talk to me about this, because there's numerous other things you can do in addition, including increasing the receptors for dopamine in your brain, neurogenesis, and also increasing the electrical potential in your brain, and in addition, creating metabolites in your gut that will lead to the formation of these short-chain fatty acids that are made through metabolism in your gut when you have the right balance in your microbiota. They now know that when you have this imbalance of these specific bacteria, you no longer make these short-chain fatty acids, which are essential for reducing inflammation in your gut and in your brain. And so now, knowing this now, we can help people by making sure they have the right fatty acids, by making sure they have the right metabolites that we could give them through our premium probiotic and helping with neurogenesis by using products that help you produce and stimulate the release of more adult stem cells, which will help your brain. And also, as time goes by, there's a brand new product coming out, Bruce, from the Fisher Wallace company. It's going to be a new iteration of their brain stimulator, which is exogenous, meaning it's not an implant into your brain, but an infusion of pulsed electrical signals, square wave signals, that go into specific parts of your brain, the corpus striatum, cingulate gyrus, etc., to help with the stimulation of the transference of dopamine in those areas.
Okay.
So there's a lot of new stuff that can be done. This study is a big breakthrough. They now know what it was when they discovered at the Mayo Clinic that people were getting better, that had Parkinson's, when they did these fecal transplants. We now know exactly why. They knew it was working before, but they didn't know why. Now, as of today, we do.
That's amazing.
So it's good to report on new things, you know, as they come about. This study was just released today, but it can be very helpful right now, today, tonight, tomorrow, for anybody listening that has Parkinson's or knows somebody that does, have them give us a call.
Absolutely, Bob. That's great. That's good information, isn't it, really? I love the fact that you're staying in touch with these studies so that the very day it comes out, you're able to report it on the Big Call and talk about it. That's fantastic. I'm glad that you're staying right there on the leading edge of this, of the studies and the technology that goes along with it. Yeah, that's cool. Really good. Let's let them know, Bob, how to get to that web page of yours. The easiest way is to just go to bigcalluniverse.com, and when they see on our landing page the banner at the top that says Boomers, if they click on it, it's a direct link to your website. They can go right in there. They can see the various products. They can see the products that are on sale with the on-sale pull-down menu. They can also see what you mentioned about podcasts, YouTube archives, just everything is right there. They can look up testimonials and almost 4,000. And that says the new testimonials with the new format. That's terrific. They also not only know how to get to the website, but the phone number to call. Which, Bob, what's our status on when we get Stephanie back? When is she back in the office on vacation?
She'll be back on Monday.
Yeah, this coming Monday. Okay. And that's good to know. And to take advantage of these sales, I would say let's just do it online. However, if you have an issue or a problem of some kind and you want to talk to somebody, you can do that by using the 800 number, which is 800-861-4609. But, and that's good, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. But right now, with Stephanie gone, it would be a little harder to get through on the first try. And I would say, unless it's absolutely necessary, just do everything you can online. That'd be the fastest and best way to do it. I appreciate that. Bob, anything else that we can think about before we get into the intel?
No, I think that's it for tonight, Bruce. Thank you.
Okay. No problem. Thank you, Bob. Well, let's delve into what has been happening. Man, there's been a lot going on, some of which I was privy to this past week, and some of it I was not, but generally speaking, I have a pretty good idea of where we are and where we're going. Now, to correct something that I said on last Thursday's call, I believe it was. My In My Mind calendar was off. And now that we know today is Tuesday, the 1st of April, that means tomorrow, which is Liberation Day, is the 2nd of April. And Liberation Day is going to mean a lot for us, I believe, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But tomorrow being Wednesday is also the first Wednesday of the month, and therefore it's a Social Security day for people with early birthdays in the month, because they set your Wednesday up based on what your birthday is throughout your birth month. And so that means now the 2nd, which is tomorrow, is Wednesday, and then 2nd, the 9th, the 16th, and the 23rd would be your first four Wednesdays for Social Security. Now, what I'm hearing, and Jeannie always reminds me about Social Security and R&R, Social Security increases are supposed to happen this month. And I believe they will occur on the Social Security Wednesdays. And I'm the last Wednesday of the month, so I never find out until, and mine will be the 23rd of April, but we should be in pretty good shape before that occurs. But there's been discussion as to whether the DOGE payment for Social Security recipients would occur into their Social Security bank accounts, I'm calling them, and whether that would be an increased amount, which we expect it to be quite substantial, and it may be that the DOGE payment, which is supposed to start in the next 2 or 3 days. You got Liberation Day tomorrow, which is Wednesday. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, which would be what, the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of April, is when we expect DOGE payments to come out. Now, it could come as a separate payment or as an additional amount increasing your Social Security benefit if you're receiving that now, and everybody gets it by direct deposit, as far as I know. Now, some people may get it by paper check. I don't know. I just know that everybody that I've talked to gets it all by direct deposit. So that could be increased as early as tomorrow for the early Social Security recipients. We've got DOGE kicking in, and they're calling it, oh, gosh, I don't know. They're calling it DOGE dividend or DOGE payment, something to that effect. I don't even know if the word DOGE will be in there. But that's the theory, is that the additional amount is coming from savings that Elon Musk and his team have found by going through all the waste, fraud, and abuse of all of our, and they haven't done all of our programs yet and all of our parts of government yet. But what they've done so far, it looks like they're going to save quite a bit, allow the government to save quite a bit of money spending foolishly and fraudulently the people that are over 113 or 14 years old and all kinds of stuff. You guys have seen, I'm sure, some of the DOGE information. But we've got that starting, and then we also have what we're hearing about the R&R is if you have exchanges to do and if you have Zim to redeem at the redemption center, that you should have your R&R, your restitution and reclamation allowance, or I've heard it said restitution and reconciliation allowance, that may be the actual proper wording of it, that you'll have that at the redemption center, either in your Quantum account that is ready to be set up and activated by you when you go in, It's either there or it will be there after you do your exchange and you go to check it out. It's an amount that could be substantial. I mean, it could be very high for certain people. The older you are, the more likely that it's a greater amount. The more taxes you paid, the more interest you paid on mortgages and credit card debt and bank loans and car loans and all that stuff, all of that is going to be in that one-time lump sum payment for R&R. Now, I've heard different things on the Doge payments for how long it'll go, how it's being combined with Social Security, how it essentially Social Security could get renamed something else. I'm not sure. I can't really. To me, it's up in the air. It's just going to happen. It's going to happen this month. So don't be shocked if you see an amount in your bank account that's a lot higher from a Doge payment, especially in conjunction with your Social Security. They are using the same algorithm that they pay Social Security with to use for the Doge. So we'll see how it actually comes out. It's just I've heard it three or four different ways, so I'd rather not put it out. Similarly, I have heard that when we move our funds, remember, when we have our quantum account set up, which we'll do that as part of our redemption appointment and our currency exchange, when we do that, we'll move money for the first 6 months that we need, we'll move that into our primary Wells Fargo account. And then it's up to you to estimate what you want, what you think you'll need to put in that account to last you for 2 months, 60 days, 2 months. Then on the 63rd day, I don't know why 63rd day, you're supposed to have access to all of it so that you can move it, without asking them to allow you to move your money into your account. I'll just say it that way. So the one good thing about money being left in your quantum account is nobody can see it but you, unless you let somebody else see the screen. Nobody knows how much you have in there. Now, in conjunction with that, banks, yesterday, which was Monday the 31st, yesterday was the day of what they're saying is called digitalization with the banks. Digitalization is designed where the banks are no longer going to be able to see. This is the theory of it. I can't prove it yet, but this is what it's supposed to be, where banks will no longer be able to see your account balance in your bank accounts. It's your money in your accounts, and they won't be able to see the amounts that you have. And that's really good in case that you move millions and billions of dollars into your bank account, like your Wells primary or secondary accounts or another bank that you've got tied in, that only you can see the balance that you have. Now, I think it's a little bit unusual, but if that's what it is, that's what it is. And I said, if the banks are not supposed to use our money to make money, they're not supposed to use our money. I said, well, how are the banks supposed to make money if they can't use our money to do it? And the answer came back that they're going to offer financial services, which I'm sure they'll offer some specialty services for us that are considered using Premier Banking with Wells, basically high net worth individuals. And that would include, I'm sure it would include the setting up of trusts. There'll be a charge for that, I guess. Used to be thinking they'd do a certain amount of those for free, but I think now they're going to be desperate to make money. So the other thing, so that you don't feel too bad about the banks, the bank will pick up decimal point 0.025%. That's 25 thousandths of 1%. 0.025% on our transactions. And the person that helps us in the redemption center will also pick up 0.025% to work with us at the time of the exchange. That will, and it doesn't really come off our side of the equation, which is kind of weird. It doesn't supposedly to come off of our balance. So they'll be making money from us that way on the exchange. It won't be a ton of money. You hardly recognize it. But after you do a whole group for a week or two of ZIM holders and high currency holders, it turns into real money fast. You know, all you have to do is look at the value of the ZIM. And when you see a 10T or a 50T or a 100T node, and you know that if you even only if you only had one 100T node, and you took 0.025% of that, well, that turns into real money. It really does. So banks are going to do that. They'll make some money on financial services. They are going to get into the real estate game. They're going to make money on real estate. They're going to make money on insurance. And they're also going to make money buying and selling crypto coins. And remember, the five cryptocurrencies that are all gold-backed are going to be, if you have it and you want to sell it at the time of your exchange, they will be able to pay you for the crypto coins, you know, XRP, Bitcoin, XRP, Ethereum, Solana, and Cardano. Those are the five coins. And, of course, Bitcoin, I believe, has by far away the highest value per coin, if I remember right. So they will be able to transact that at the redemption centers. But the redemption centers will then sell those coins to the banks. So the banks will have a way to transact and make some money with crypto coins. And that's just real recent, like the last day or so, that has been decided upon. So a lot of the bank branches that we have now have already turned into high wealth management type branches. Some have closed. Some have been sold to other banks. You know, there's going to be a little shakeup in the banking system as we transact and go into this new world. But we've got the QFS system. We've got the Starlink satellite system. We have the blockchain technology. And we have the fintech system. There are all these systems that are integrated now and give you an opportunity to transact using your almost, you don't have it yet, but the Q phone. You're supposed to be able to transact using the Q phone, which will be really interesting to make that happen. You're supposed to get a Q phone if you are a ZIM holder. ZIM holders are given the Q phone, and I have no idea what carrier we're going to be using, or what, if there's a monthly charge for it, how it's going to run, but they are true satellite phones connected to the Starlink satellite system. And you guys might remember when Elon Musk was asked by President Trump to help out people that were stranded in North Carolina with satellite phones. Those were phones that could be connected through T-Mobile to the Starlink satellite system. So I don't know if T-Mobile is going to be the carrier for the Q phone or not. But in that particular case, Elon worked it out with T-Mobile to work those phones for the people that didn't have cell service or didn't have hard lines in Western North Carolina and maybe other areas. But I just know Western North Carolina is the one that was seemingly the worst hit by that flooding. And there have been fires that have come in after the floods. It's just the weirdest thing that we can imagine. And it appears that these fires, for the most part, were not naturally occurring from lightning strikes, but rather deep state fires that were set in South Carolina behind Myrtle Beach, all the way over in that area, that South Carolina area that's kind of wooded and stuff behind Myrtle Beach, behind the golf courses and water, what some of the courses I remember. There's so many Barefoot Landing, Barefoot, those golf courses there, and some of those back behind there. I played some of those courses. I haven't played all of them. There's quite a few of them still in Myrtle Beach. Something to put on the bucket list. I've got probably 15 of those courses that I've played. I need probably to play another 30 or 40 of them. So that is sort of where that stands on the whole banking perspective and the coins and so on. The U.S., now let's see, tomorrow being Liberation Day, as President Trump has called it, what are we going to be liberated from or liberated to? It seems as what I'm hearing is the Doge payments would start Wednesday, which is the 2nd, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Those 3 days is when they're supposed to go out. Some may go by check, paper check, which would be drawn on the U.S. Treasury. They shouldn't have any trouble negotiating it, even though there'll be decent-sized checks. But most of us will get it by direct deposit. My understanding is even if you're not on Social Security, but you have a bank account, it will go by direct deposit to your bank account. They say, well, how do they know it? They know it. They know your bank account by your Social Security number. Okay? So that's how that will come. What else is happening? Could we get an announcement about Nasara and Jassara tomorrow on Liberation Day? Could we? I think it's quite possible. That's what I'm hearing. Yes, we should. Now, we know the USN is part of Nasara. We know that tax relief, and I mean no federal income taxes, no state income taxes, is part of Nasara. But I believe some aspects of Nasara will take a while to roll out. I don't think they'll bring it all out in 1 or 2 or 3 days. I think they have to let us get used to 1 or 2 things before they bring everything else out. But our asset-backed currency, the USN, and the USTN, United States Treasury note, the actual physical paper money, our new money, is out already, and redemption centers have it, and our banks have it, the USTN, in the drawers, in the vaults, ready to put in the drawers, but we don't know exactly when that's going to happen. When we go for our exchanges, we should be able to get the new USTN currency, which is asset-backed, primarily with gold, but other assets. We should be able to get some of that at the redemption center. and they've changed the amount that they would like us to take, but they're trying to hit the redemption centers with more to make sure that they have enough, okay? Because people are going to want to have the new. It doesn't matter that we have a ton of it, but we could get $2,000 or $3,000 of it without a problem, I think. I think that's kind of where they want us to be, somewhere around no more than $3,000. You don't want to become a target for robbery or anything like that. So you don't take too much. Just take, you can always get more at the bank later on. Let's see. All right, let's talk about what else should, I have to say should, be happening. What we're hearing from two separate sources is, and these are pretty strong sources, is that we should receive our notification by email from the Wells Fargo servers tomorrow by or around noon. Tomorrow. By or around noon tomorrow. And that would bring the day tomorrow into a whole new light for us, because then we would set our appointments, and maybe we don't exchange starting tomorrow, but maybe we start exchanging on Charlie Ward's Thursday, because that looks like what it will be right now. I don't have absolute on that, but we know we've got at least two, maybe three sources that are saying our numbers are supposed to come out tomorrow. I'd hoped to have had them today to put out on the call tonight, but that did not happen. So we may end up doing a celebration call on Thursday, and that would be celebrating the fact that we started and we have our numbers and we started exchanges, if it happens. Wednesday, Thursday, then we would have a short celebration call on Thursday night. So, in addition to that, keep in mind that Sue is continuing to offer two excellent, excellent courses, the MedBed 100 and the Quantum 100. These have been very popular, and everybody's raved about the value that the MedBed 100 brings to them, knowing what they can do, what they can ask for, what they can put on their MedBed list before they go in, so that when they have their actual interview, if you will call it that, for 15 to 20 minutes before they go into the MedBed, you can list everything that you think you would like physically and mentally and whatever else is on that course, that you'll be able to see what that is and hear what that is. So I highly recommend both the MedBed 100 and the Quantum 100 class, because the Quantum 100 class will get you ready for being a humanitarian, coming out of the exchange with a whole new perspective on everything that we're going to be coming up to and going through. And the MedBed 100 will do the same thing for you prior to going into the MedBed for healing and other things that you can add to your body and mind. So I highly recommend them. How do you get them? Send Sue an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. Integrated, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D, minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com, and that would be by putting in the subject line MedBed 100 plus Quantum 100, or if you want one or the other, just put it headline. Put it in that line, and then in the body of the email, put your cell phone number and your name in case she needs to text you or something. Everything you're getting is going to come by email, but in case she needs to try to reach you with a text, she can do that. And it helps if you say who your name is, because the email doesn't say who your name is half the time. Your name's not attached to it. So do that. put that in the body of the email. And it helps if you have PayPal, but you don't have to have it. If you have PayPal, just let her know you have it. If you don't, she can send you an invoice through PayPal that you can use to pay using a credit or debit card. All right? So send that off to her tonight, so that we'll have time tomorrow to do it before the numbers, ostensibly before they come out. Get those in tonight. Beyond that, guys, I think what's happening behind the scenes, they're continuing cleanup on aisle 7, 8, and 9. That continues. It's going very successfully. And the bondholders are moving forward, too. I believe they should have access to funds tomorrow is what I'm hearing. So we'll see. You know, that has changed. They have been moved just as many times as we have. And I'm looking forward to this going and for us moving together. Now, we are going to post the 800 number on our website, on the landing page, when we get it. I am supposed to get it first, and I will put that out through Bob and through Raleigh on our website. Also, keep in mind that the only way we'll be able to reach you is going to be by email. So make sure your email is on bigcalluniverse.com. That's our website, bigcalluniverse.com. And that's the way that we'll get in touch with you with future podcasts that we're going to do, communications that I'll do with you about our projects and how you can participate in Rebuild America and Rebuild International and Veterans Retreat Network and Pastoral Retreat Network. So those are my four main projects. And I want you guys to help me with volunteers side of that. And we'll see what we can put together in trying to make a difference in as many as 5,000 cities, towns, or communities throughout this country. I'm not including Canada yet, because it's not our 51st state yet. But if somebody wants Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, for Rebuild Canada, I'm just kidding. I don't know that it needs it. I don't know that it needs it. It's probably doing great up there. And I understand they have 3 sheets of ice up in Moose Jaw. So that's kind of neat. So let's see where this thing goes tomorrow especially. And let's see if, the idea of Liberation Day tomorrow truly liberates us to move forward into our new lives and everything that God has planned for you and me. All right? So let's go ahead and pray the call out. But before we do, I want to thank everybody for your participation through Big Call Universe. Thank you for listening for so many years, for being there. And I have to check something really quick before I go out. One moment, if I can do it or not. Let me see here real quick before I pray us out. I might just have something to share. Maybe. Let me see. Okay, I was just notified that I'll be getting a call for some information soon. So that's good news. And so let's do this. Let's pray the call out and thank everybody. First of all, thank you, Sue and Bob and GCK and Jeannie and the satellite team for getting the call out so faithfully over the years. And thank you, Big Call Universe, for listening to us for we're in our 14th year. So thank you for those of you. Some of you haven't even missed a call in all of that time. It's tremendous. Very appreciative of that. So thank you, everybody. And continue to believe for this and pray it in tonight. And let's see if that prayer is answered for us tomorrow. Thank you, everybody. Lord God, thank you for everything that's happening behind the scenes now to make this a reality for us. Thank you for the future that we have in leveling up humanity around the globe, giving a level playing field around the world. And thank you for just all the information that's come in. Thank you for making it true and real. And thank you for all that you've done in our lives to prepare us for this and everything you've done to provide for us now and for our healing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody. Again, we'll look forward to hopefully having a celebration call on Thursday. All right, keep an eye on your emails. Get in touch with Sue. And remember the sale that Bob has with Boomers, the new sale that starts tomorrow. God bless you guys.